Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Salmon, it's a shame that with the amount of money, time, and lives that you save for men, that you have to beg for donations at times. So may as well save men even more money, and have them even make some in the process. Do a video about the best ways to use MGTOW ideology to make and preserve money, along with an outlook on the future. Remember, it's not investing advice, wink wink. Well, James, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Nothing I say in this video should be construed as investment advice. I'm just sharing my thoughts on how MGTOW philosophy is leading me towards financial independence. And the most important thing to remember is that as a single man, you can play to win in the financial game of life, instead of when you're in a relationship where you're playing financially not to lose, so you don't lose the woman that you love in your family. You wouldn't take any risks being with her that you would normally take on your own. If I was married, would my wife really be comfortable with me currently investing half our net worth into Bitcoin and the other half in big tech ETF stocks and the US dollar, even though we're both living in Canada? Forget about it. We would have to do the so-called safe thing by leveraging ourselves to buy a house that's well over $1 million and investing in term deposits with the rest. Not to mention all the vacations and car payments we'd be making. Buying Bitcoin and big tech stocks is not investment advice. It's just my personal, extremely risky financial strategy. The thing I've noticed over the last 3 or 4 years of owning these assets is the insane amounts of volatility when buying them. The wealthy elites don't want the common man to buy things that defeat inflation. They want you invested in term deposits that don't keep up with inflation or dividend stocks that barely grow, while paying you only 4 or 5% a year if you're lucky. But imagine being the common man and telling his wife every 4 years that their Bitcoin investment had just gone down 85% from the peak. Women can't deal with that sort of stress. Hell, even I couldn't deal with it at first. The greater the risk, within reason, the greater the reward. Just avoid buying with leverage because you can get liquidated. Also avoid the shitcoins. Shitcoins are pure speculation and most will go to zero. A couple of years ago, I was paid to promote HEX, which has now dropped 99%. I told everyone if they're already speculating on shitcoins to consider that one as well. Again, the two keywords there were speculation and shit. And I told everyone that the only cryptocurrency I own that I put my own money into is Bitcoin. Also, if you're going to buy tech stocks, I buy an ETF with the ticker symbol IYW. The reason for that I'll share in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to don't get married because your wife will force you to follow certain financial rules that'll ruin your life clown world show. My strategy is twofold now. Half my wealth in Bitcoin and the other half in big tech stocks. In the IYW BlackRock iShares US Technology ETF. Plus about 5-10% of my wealth on the side in gold, which is pretty much my all hell breaks loose insurance policy. Many people will say that's not diversification, and not to put all your eggs in one basket. Mark Twain, I believe, said to put all your eggs in one basket and watch that basket closely. I prefer the three things that I just mentioned. The reason I like Bitcoin and gold and technology is because all three of these are pseudo-religions. You have the gold bugs, the Bitcoin maximalists, then believers in big tech. The thing I really like about Bitcoin is that it's not only a store of value or currency, but there's also a religious aspect. That's why so many people don't understand it. It's a finite digital asset in a world where the majority of people are so slow to understand it, because it's a faith. In MGTOW, we have our monks and our levels. Many big tech companies are religion, with people camping out back in the day to spend a few $100 or $1,000 on the latest Apple product. It's the belief in human progress. When Christianity was first introduced, the Romans probably never imagined that in only a few 100 years their descendants would all be Christians. It was a form of social technology that made sense back then, just like MGTOW is social technology. We are just missing the linchpin, which is reproduction. I guess surrogacy and eventually artificial wombs would be it. I was also hoping that during the last Bitcoin cycle, it would have reached 150,000, and I would have sold it then, and I'd be doing this channel as a public service at that point. I guess now I'm stuck waiting another couple years before we get to that point, potentially. As for tech stocks, the reason I'm investing in an ETF is because I'm terrible at picking individual stocks. I got burned on Match Group, the owners of Tinder, as well as Shopify. So now I trust the professional money managers instead. That iShares fund holds things like Nvidia, which is basically an AI stock. And it keeps rising because they are developing the servers for AI. Years ago, someone told me that during the California gold rush, it wasn't the miners that made the money, but it was the people selling them the shovels. So that's why Nvidia makes sense going forward. But I still think it's safer to own it as part of an ETF instead of on its own because AI is going to need computing power. The same AI that's going to provide the virtual girlfriends for men going their own way. Microsoft is in that fund as well, and they've invested heavily in OpenAI. And they have the ChatGPT bot built into Bing, which is pretty much their Bing bot. Apple, as I mentioned, is a religion, and it's releasing Vision Pro next year, and people will probably be lining up for it. And if their AR/VR headset takes off, which it probably will, then they'll dominate the augmented reality internet. AI is coming for jobs, and I justify owning a fund that has a ton of AI companies as a means to protect my purchasing power going forward, but also to effectively transfer wealth from the mostly female workers that are going to be the first replaced by AI and then give that money to myself. But how will gynocentric governments react to all of the wealth inequality that Bitcoin and AI are about to create? I suspect that they'll most likely implement financial repression at some point, making sure that people can't invest in foreign companies, currencies, as well as crypto. Also, they can trap people in the local currency and devalue their currencies so they can transfer the purchasing power to themselves. At first, it seems risky to be in volatile assets, but it's a lot riskier for you to keep your money in potentially unstable currencies. That's why I think the Federal Reserve is freaking out, trying to get inflation back down to their 2% target. They know that if inflation lasts for 3 or 4 years, then people will get in the habit of no longer saving their labor in their local currency, but will instead opt to put their savings into big tech or crypto assets or real estate so long as people can afford their mortgages, which will then take the government's ability to destroy purchasing power away. I really have to thank the COVID crisis for showing me just what happens when governments print money and dilute the currency in a hurry. I no longer keep my purchasing power in fiat money anymore, and I'm sure that a lot of other people feel exactly the same way that I do, and have taken action to protect themselves. It's one thing to go your own way and make money without having to lose it to the woman you married, but it's something altogether different when you save a ton of money because you're not dating or spending it on stupid stuff because of women. The bottom line is that going monk mode will save you money and allow you to take risks needed to grow your wealth instead of when you're in a relationship where you focus more on preserving your wealth because doing so preserves the relationship. Think of all the money you'll save being single. You'll also need the money to retire as the social safety net collapses in the next few years with population decline. Robots and AI might actually fill in the gap for the missing people, but that just means you'll own a piece of the action through IYW. If government currencies collapse, then Bitcoin will still be here, and maybe defeat inflation. Remember that $1 in 1930 has 4 cents of purchasing power today. Inflation is forever a monetary phenomenon, and a fiat money standard. Bitcoin, on the other hand, is a forever deflationary phenomenon, so long as the network keeps on growing. A while back, the courts ruled that the SEC can't deny Grayscale's request for converting their Bitcoin fund into a Bitcoin spot ETF. BlackRock, ARK, and many other companies are applying for a spot ETF, and when that happens, institutions and your local investment advisor will allow you to buy it. I have a hunch that the US government created it not because they wanted to shove CBDCs down our throats, but because they knew the US dollar would eventually lose reserve currency status, and they know that Americans adopt new technologies first, and that includes crypto. America's hash rate is 38%, and Canada's is 7%, so between the two of them, they dominate almost half the world's Bitcoin mining. At 45%. China comes next with 21%. This new financial technology is being adopted faster than the internet, and it has a religious element to it, and people still think that it's a scam. Women also make up a very tiny percentage of owners of that asset. But women will wait at the finish line once you make great wealth from your investments. Don't let them in. Let them starve at the finish line as you run right past them. That's the MGTOW way. Let them run the race themselves. As men, we've gone to the point now where we can either live the good financial life by ourselves or live in poverty with a wife. It's getting impossible to have a good life and a good wife. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women 10 years from now will bend over and let you smash them to get a piece of your Bitcoin stash. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women from figuring out that they're about to lose most of their purchasing power, and then men won't come and rescue them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.